So it'll be a complete shock to you that before I start with the sermon, I have a couple of asides. The first one is just a comment on the very serendipitous aspect of your students going from the number 40 to 39 for your play. The sermon today is called Taking Small Steps and Keeping Your Balance. And 39 is a great number when you're thinking about steps, because of John Buchan's novel, The 39 Steps. So that just flew into my head, and naturally, because I'm a little ADD, I have to throw it out to you. Some months ago, I was reading a mystery written by Peter Mays. Mays is a Scottish author, and this particular mystery was one of a series set in China. The main character, a detective in the Beijing police, was concerned about how to navigate a difficult inquiry involving politicians and the higher echelons of his own police department. He turned for advice to his uncle, a retired detective, and the advice he received was, take small steps and keep your balance. I was immediately struck by the wisdom of that statement, and I found that the words seemed to keep following me around, particularly as I did my church work. You see, I have a big list of questions about church, and it's getting bigger by the day. And I have a big list of ideas about church, also getting bigger by the day. And I have a big list of people at church that I want to talk with about church, and that too is getting bigger by the day. And this is just one, albeit very important, part of my life. Within that context, one of the things that I've been thinking about at Fuse this year is the meaning of our participation in the Leap of Faith program. I have to say that when I first heard the words Leap of Faith, my initial reaction was not one of unbridled enthusiasm. When I was a teenager, living in Brookline, Mass., I drifted into the tentacles of a very active group of religious leaders associated with a Protestant church in Brookline. I was one of a group of teenagers who somehow ended up at a weekend retreat where it was hoped that we would see the light and in particular make a needed leap of faith. We were led through a series of workshops, and at the end we arrived at a place where we were informed that in order to get to our highly desirable and very worthy destination, we would now need to make that leap of faith. You should know that a leap of faith, in its most commonly used meaning, is the act of believing in or accepting something intangible or unprovable or without empirical evidence. Sometimes a little challenging for Unitarian Universalists. The phrase is commonly attributed to Søren Kierkegaard, and although the phrase he used was not leap of faith, but leap to faith. I remember the workshop leaders leaning forward expectantly, waiting to see if any of us were able to make the leap of faith. And I remember trying very hard. My young brain pressed this way and that, but I just couldn't proceed. It wasn't going to happen. I think the result, in fact, was the opposite of what had been hoped for, and that the notion that was imparted to me about the rightness of leap of faith, as it was the only true path, was what kept me out of church for many years thereafter. Anyway, in spite of the outcome of this youthful challenge, as we have moved through this year of participation in the Leap of Faith program at Views, I have put aside my lack of unbridled enthusiasm and leaned into, rather than away from, participation. It has proved to be a rewarding experience. I have sensed a positive energy which continues to grow out from the program. I think it has us talking among ourselves about things that are on our minds. I think we are sharing our hopes and dreams as well as our concerns. The program is serving to remind us of what a wonderful place this is, and what wonderful people we are. Don't just sit there saying, "Oh, shucks, well, I guess." Sit there instead saying, "Yes, we are great, and we can be greater. Yes, we have a great community, and it can be greater. Yes, we do good work, and we can do more. Yes, we reach out to the local community and the world, and we can do more of that too." Leap of Faith has brought us a renewed awareness of things we need to deal with and conversations we need to be having among ourselves. Conversations about our building, about money, about staffing, about a new 5-year plan. Are you beginning to see why my lists are so big? That leap of faith I was asked to make back in Brookline was too much for me. A way of describing it, which I did not understand at the time, might have been to say that it would have expanded my consciousness. I'm not completely convinced, but one could suggest that. I do think this current leap of faith at Views is here to help expand our consciousness about ourselves and Views and our collective place in the world. If we can harness the energy and excitement of exploring our potential future together, I think that that will be a very fine thing. We will get there by taking small steps and keeping our balance. Albert Einstein said, "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." We have all learned many, many times to keep moving and to keep our balance. We all have taken the kind of steps that Ronan is enjoying today at home with Kendra and John and family. Those steps are thrilling, delightful, and a little scary, and living itself propels us into them. We have learned to ride bicycles, and doing so we found, as Einstein said, that moving kept us balanced. We have spent much of our lives trying to find balance within ourselves, to be balanced in relationships with loved ones, family, and friends, and to balance busy schedules. And we all know that it is more challenging to be able to find and maintain balance when more than one component is involved. If you want to have a discussion about balance and components, talk to Jonathan Windsor about what he does at work every day. For those of us who have managed, in whatever parts of our lives, to find and maintain some balance, I would like to offer a reminder that in many instances, it did not happen by magic or upon the very first try. It happened because balance was a desired outcome, and because work and practice and time were all put in. There might have been the occasional stumble or fall. In Scotland, we talk about getting skint knees. There must certainly have been some wobbling, and at the end, when the balance is achieved, it will not stay as such forever. Attention needs to be paid, and adjustments need to be made. My thoughts today turn to Views and leap of faith and taking small steps and keeping our balance. And I would suggest that because we love this place and each other, that we would do well to work hard on finding and maintaining our collective balance. I think we will do well to go forward by taking small steps and keeping our balance. Do you sense a theme here? I have a few small steps in mind. We all have within this community our own subsets of friends, friendships, and relationships. Within those groups, you probably know what makes people tick, and they probably know about you too. Take a small step. Make a point of speaking with someone at church with whom you have not really been in conversation. Share a conversation about Views and about what Views means to you. One-on-one conversations with some folks not in our immediate circles will help us all to broaden our perspectives. We will all benefit just from the talking and the listening, And remember what Kendra said to us a few weeks ago about the importance of listening. She really didn't even talk much about talking, but she said a lot about listening. So now, a little challenge for each of us. Look around the room right now and quietly make yourself a little promise for yourself and for Fuse. Choose someone with whom you think you might like to have a conversation. You don't have to give them a nod and a wink right now. In fact, probably better if you don't. But know that there is someone you will reach out to have the kind of conversation about Fuse and life that you have not yet enjoyed together. I'm going to give you a minute to look around and actually sort that out with yourselves. Not with each other, just internally. Make a decision about who that person is going to be. If it is someone with whom you might not always agree, then so much the better. Make it a phone call or a visit. Not 5 or 10 minutes at coffee hour. That's not the place to have those kinds of conversations. If we can all do this, we will make ourselves and Fuse richer and stronger. Amazing and unexpected things happened on Mr. Plumbean Street. They came about through one-on-one conversations and through listening. People's dreams, unexpectedly, were realized. When we have informational meetings or opportunities for discussion about life at Fuse, take a small step. Make a point of getting to such a meeting. I know we always intend to get to those meetings, but we don't always quite manage. Your presence and voice are important parts of our lives together here. If you can be present at such a meeting but do not speak, please know we understand the value of your attendance. Make the next all-church potluck a priority on your calendar. Sign up for and attend a circle dinner. Take another small step. Visit the Leap of Faith website if you have not already done so. A visit to the site will help you to form your thoughts and ideas about what this program represents. You can find out about the website and the program by talking with someone who is a member of one of the Leap of Faith teams. They wear name tags that let you know that, and seek them out. If you've not done it already, you really owe it to yourselves and to the rest of us to do that. Now, I'm not going to pretend that every conversation I've ever had here at Fuse was nothing but sweetness and light. Not every conversation between individuals going forward will be all sweetness and light. We will not always agree. We are Unitarian Universalists. Still, what is most important is that we have the conversations, and that we are engaged and respectful, and that we remember that we are here together for pretty much the same reasons. We love and value this place and this community. Let us be respectful of our friends, hopes, and dreams, and remember that this is a home for us all. And let us ask ourselves, each one, if I don't have this conversation, who will? So for now, my suggested small steps are steps we take towards each other as we engage in many conversations. My suggestion about how to keep our balance is that we listen as much as we talk during these conversations, and drink lots of green tea. Together we will move forward, and wobbling a bit from time to time, if we pay attention, we will help each other to take our small steps and to keep our collective balance. Remember, Fuse is us, and we are it. Fuse is where we like to be, and it looks like all our dreams.